This week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/storybrooke.
What happened to John Doe? Did someone take him?
We don't know yet. His IVs were ripped out, but there's no sign for sure there was a struggle.
What did you do?
You think I had something to do with this?
It is curious that the mayor is here.
I'm here because I'm his emergency contact.
You know him?
I found him on the side of the road years ago with no ID. I brought him here.
Mayor Mills saved his life.
Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're back for another Once Upon a Time commentary. Ooh. Are you excited, Anne-Marie?
I'm very excited. Yay!
Today we're going to be doing a commentary for the classic episode Snow Falls. How are you doing, Anne-Marie? I put on Anne-Marie Cam there.
Oh, Anne-Marie Cam. Hi. Yeah.
If you haven't done a commentary with us before, just a couple things you need to keep in mind. For one, once we start the commentary, you really can't stop. Because then you'll fall out of sync. Mm-hmm. The way you get into sync, it's really easy. What we do is we're watching it on Netflix, but this should work if you're watching it on Blu-ray player or something else like that. Or not on your DVR. but as long as you're watching a full version of the episode with no commercials or anything, you should be fine. Just what we're going to do is I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, and then go. You hit play. So 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. And then you hit play. And then we'll just start it off. And we'll also, at the beginning, we'll call out a couple of names and stuff that appear on the screen just so you can make sure you're in sync. And
bye.
Past that, I'm really interested to see how this goes because I believe this is the first time we've ever done this live.
It is, and I'm a little creeped out.
We'll see if anyone shows up or not, but it should be fun. And yeah, we're live over on our YouTube channel at youtube.universebox.com. But we're going to watch Snow Falls and commentate over it, so I guess
this should be interesting,
yeah,
folks.
We're going to get ready here. Okay, this is going to be the official count, guys. Ready? Three, two, one,
pray.
Go. There is a town in Maine.
Welcome to Storybrooke. Mm-hmm. Kiss.
And yeah, definitely this will be interesting because they flash back to this episode in last year's season finale. So it'll be interesting to kind of contrast how things went down in that episode with how they went in the original timeline for sure. Who?
I have no idea. What's going on?
Who's the one? I don't know.
Dun.
Dun, 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 dun. I love singing along to that music.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. Castle?
An ABC Studios production? Mist Haven? The Woods.
A deer?
Jennifer Goodwin?
Sometimes this has been. Jennifer Morrison? Clump, clump, clump.
Horses?
Clump, 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 clump.
Let's just say a bunch of words really quick.
Lana Parilla.
Horses?
Mine was better. Josh Alice.
Lana Parilla's Horses? The musical? Yes.
Hello there.
Good old Charming. Oh, Catherine. I wonder if they'll ever bring her back for something.
They have to.
It'd be nice. I'd like to see her.
Mm-hmm. Far less bumpy. Mm.
Was it implied that she left town after all that went down?
Yeah, but I don't think she left at a point when it was leavable.
Maybe she left and she lost her memory.
And that's what they'll say because...
She's just wandering around in a
bag of jewels,
state.
Bag of jewels left in the carriage.
I hope no one comes along to steal them.
Who could possibly want jewels?
I don't know. It's definitely not the person who put that tree in the road, that's for sure.
Nope, couldn't be them.
Anybody in the chat?
Nope. I told them to check in if they're there.
Yeah, and nobody is checking in. That's fine. We're here all on our lonesome.
My lord.
Mm-hmm. And people say charming isn't smart.
I know. I mean, how did we leave nobody watching the whatever she is, princess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
diva,
princess.
Pain in the buttocks.
Because she's King Midas's daughter, right?
See,
I believe. I'm also kind of excited tonight because I think this is the first time we've done two episodes that aired back to back for two.
By the way, we're recording two episodes tonight. For those of you following along.
You know, we've been doing the once-if episodes. How would once be different if Charming had broken Snow's back there?
Lots of differences.
Yeah, lots of differences. Oh,
bam! Oh, what if, I missed this, Snow!
What if she had knocked the smart out of Charming with that rock? Oh,
then
wait a
where
second.
Where would the Zen Charming be?
This is very true.
I will find you. I miss this Snow White. Please bring her back.
I hope someday I'll be able to say this phrase to you again, but in a
and
completely
again.
Different context.
And again. And again. Oh. Oh!
They were on a curse.
We were cursed!
they all look so young.
Yes.
What?
He's checking out the booty.
Yeah. Well, it's out there.
It's there.
In those shorts.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Red for those insane people who are listening to this without
watching
the episode.
They're not insane. They're fantastic and dedicated.
They're fantastically insanely dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we never gave them the warning. They should be aware that we will be stopping talking for a while just to watch the episode.
Yeah, BT dub. Just watch the episode. Oh, I miss that haircut.
See, I thought they implied that something happened with her and Whale. Or does that happen later in the episode?
I think, yeah.
And the best mother and daughter friendship in the world begins. Town's always so deserted.
Yeah.
It's empty.
He didn't even pay. He's a doctor and he didn't even pay on the date.
At Granny's. Like
it's got to be $10.
Who goes to a greasy spoon for a date?
Everyone in Storybrooke.
Yeah. But only one person can stay there. Nobody else.
We can never have 12 people living in this small
Definitely
apartment.
Not some guy in a coma in town or the kid I teach. Definitely neither of those people.
Definitely not the baby I'm going to have. And an ice princess or ice queen. I think she stayed there.
Busting out a little magic juice. I have for my magic juice, I have a toasted head Merlot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot camera. Hi. I'm just having tea. I'm having green tea and sparkling water. I'm not exciting tonight.
It happens.
Yep. And we don't touch the dead bodies.
Anne-Marie.
Yes?
Give me your thoughts on Henry.
Can we go back to season one, Henry?
We'd have to de-age Jared Gilmore.
I'm okay with that. Or can we make him be Peter Pan in Henry clothing again?
Banry. I would be down with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely be down with that.
Also, he needs to go back to school.
Yes.
But then again, Mary Margaret probably
should. Well, then again, especially since everyone has their original memories back, he probably has a better education than most of the people in town.
Maybe.
Because, Well, I don't know. Would they retain their curse memory? I guess they would retain their curse knowledge, too, of, electricity and all that sort of business.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Bad Photoshop.
I had the red jacket. What was the scar from again?
I don't remember.
Was it from getting hit with a rock? Is that we just saw?
Possibly. Or was it from when he was putting Emma in the thing and fighting for his life?
Could have been any of these things.
Yeah. He led a pretty rough and tumble life overall, so.
And then he became Zen Charming.
Zen Charming.
Somebody's watching. They have to know.
Who could it be? Two people are watching. Well, actually, those might be us.
No, it was one earlier. Oh, was it? Okay. So you're streaming it, I'm watching it, and then there's someone else out there. What are you doing?
Oh, just pulling up the wiki.
Hot cocoa with cinnamon.
I guess there was a deleted scene in this episode where Emma, Mary, Margaret, and Sheriff Graham watched the security tape that shows John Doe exiting into the woods. They leave and Graham calls for backup.
Who was the backup?
I don't know.
Who is he calling for backup?
Emma in the future. Emma wants Mary Margaret to stay behind, but she disagrees and wants to go with them.
Of course.
Mary Margaret feels that it's her fault that David woke up and ran off. She threatens to go off on her own. After hearing that, Emma agrees to let her come. So I can see why they cut it.
Mm-hmm. Into the woods.
Into the woods. I love this apartment.
Yes, I want this apartment.
For a crazy little boy that I teach.
He's our grandson.
See, they never really show the texts.
The Troll Bridge.
Whoever the author is, he has very flowery language.
Hand grab.
Hand grab. Charming hand grabs.
Do. We timed that really good, too.
We did. It's perfect. Will's going to hit on her, isn't he?
This is the night.
Yeah.
They were cursed.
Charming should grow the stubble back. Hit him with the book.
Do it. Pew! And now I shall call Regina.
And now I shall pull the plug.
Madam Mayor.
Why does she have all those apples?
I have no idea. Why would she have apples?
Oh, snap.
Her hair was so small then.
So was hers.
I know. I love that she goes home and tucks herself into bed to read the book.
I hear that for every season of this show, every character,
Flying Monkeys,
every actor on the show grows an inch of hair.
Stop it.
It's true. Secret hideout. In the woods.
Gathering my stuff.
With the cloak.
Love the cloak.
Want through the net. Want the up the stairs. Out the log.
We're writing a musical.
We are. A musical episode. We should improv a musical episode sometime.
And floop.
We got a request for that.
We did. It was kind of scary. I'm sorry. Whoever was watching left.
Yeah, I saw that. Do you remember, because this scene was in the season finale too, wasn't it? How did it go down differently?
I don't remember.
That's the thing is, now it's been like almost close to a year since last year's season
finale. Prince Charming. There it is. Don't care. Charming.
Charming as an insult. Jewels. I ate them. They're in my belly. Somebody's jealous.
Jealous.
Something I do remember from the season finale with all this going on, though, is there were a lot of really tight close-ups on Snow's face.
Yes.
Because she was
uber preggers.
She was sick with being pregnant. This is a take under. Oh, yeah, that scar was from the rock because it's right there, right there. Jennifer Goodwin.
The woman who breaks up my marriage.
Oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
Couple times. Both in fiction and in meta.
Reality.
We should get one of those Snow White wanted posters and put it up back there. We do have the Once Upon a Time calendar if you're watching the video up there with a picture of Regina, which is nice.
And then we also have Rumple in the corner.
Yes, good old Rumple from Jasmine.
Rumps, bam!
Our Rumple cardboard cutout or a cardboard stand-up. Seriously, if you're not watching the video, you're missing out.
Oh, she'll notice.
Yeah, it's so weird seeing her in so many different outfits, because she usually just like wears one outfit for an entire season now.
Hello, Hop Beverages!
Hi, Hop Beverages.
Welcome. We miss season one, too.
Hop Beverages. I think that's someone we know. I can't remember their real name, though.
I don't know. They have no distinguishing. No, you're not crazy, honey.
So now I'm going to check Twitter, because I know Hot Beverages.
Oh, never mind. I'll let it go. Ah, hello. You have a movie coming out in a few weeks.
Emily Kay, maybe?
Isn't that you, Emily? He's missing. Hey, they're all wearing blue. Is that a thing?
They're all sad.
Oh, hey, she's wearing blue, too.
But dark blue. Evil blue.
Evil blue versus happy blue. That's pleasant.
Like, what kind of excuse is that to give your mom? I was playing video games. Like, that doesn't seem
before
like one that would
school.
Fly.
Like, for breakfast.
No, it's okay. I wasn't at school. I was playing video games. It's fine, Mom. And he just happens to be married to my good friend, Catherine.
That weird. I'll remember later.
Does anyone actually believe I'm a doctor? I'm way too stylish to be a doctor. Oh.
Snap.
Well, maybe you're my pants if you ask nicely.
Oh.
No,
whoa,
no, I didn't mean it like
whoa.
That. I just meant she'd be offering Emma the shirt-pants combo for wearing purposes. That's all. You're the one who took it there, Emery.
Sleepy.
Mm-hmm. So did all the dwarves work at the hospital? No, because Grumpy was like handyman.
He's right there.
Like just a general handyman,
but
wasn't
he's there.
He? Yeah, he is there.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Lee Ehrenberg. Grumpy on greetings. Hashtag grumpy on greetings.
Hashtag grumpy on greetings.
Maybe one day.
There it goes.
He's not okay. It leads into the fire pit.
It leads into the woods. There is a door out of the ICU leading into the
leading
woods.
Straight into the woods.
That makes no sense.
Into the woods I have to go. I have a head injury, though. Into the woods I need to go, or I'm going to go back into a coma.
A coma. A coma. I'm going to go into a coma.
Into the woods I have no pants. But I'm going there because I want to dance. That blood is getting worse.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why it's a scar.
They really need to put some antiseptic on that.
What kind of antiseptic do they have in Mist Haven? Exactly.
I was going to say something from my Boy Scout training that I never actually had, but then I thought that might be inappropriate.
Probably.
Especially after you took the pants on. Or on to a whole new level.
Oh.
What?
I think I know the antiseptic. We will rip out your heart. So she wanted to leave.
They should have hooked up with
Rumple,
Anna, and Will.
Yeah,
because they were trying to escape the realm too. Like,
can you imagine? once if
Snow and Charming had teamed up with Anna and Will to go to Wonderland. I'm
writing it down.
For our next, which, by the way, if you're listening to this,
we've already recorded whatever we're talking about.
Well, I was going to say, we're doing another Once a Special next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. EST on our YouTube channel.
That's
so.
Tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. This will be coming out tomorrow.
Oh.
So we're recording this on Sunday night.
I'm confused.
That's fine. River. I wouldn't do that if I were you, Charming. She's tricksy. What if she just, like, drowned him right here instead of knocking him out or whatever? Oh.
Ooh.
Well, she almost could have, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She could run a little more lively there, I think. Uh-oh.
Womp, womp, womp.
Dun, 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 dun. Feathery hat guard.
You never saw Wonderland? You have to catch up. Watch the whole thing.
Yeah, so it's pretty... although it's... There's like no official channel to get it, I don't think. I think you might be able to buy it on iTunes, maybe.
Oh.
But there's no like DVDs out or anything.
Really? I missed that memo. Or lack of memo. He's a hunter.
See, I always got the feeling like when I was watching season one initially, when they were out wandering through the woods here, that they were just going to stumble upon like a gateway back to Mist Haven.
That would have been nice.
Or the Enchanted Forest, as we called it back then.
And now it's Mist Haven.
It's a family thing. We always find people. That's our deal.
Oh.
Did you find your parents? Well, you must not be very good at your job then, Emma.
Yes.
Twig snap. He has a torch.
Okay, no, wait. Didn't they meet up at breakfast? How is it nighttime?
Well, then David escaped the hospital, and then 4 hours passed, and then they, you know, had to walk out to the woods, which probably took like an hour.
But
they
but
stopped
there was
for
a door
milkshake.
There was a
they stopped for milkshakes. A wizard did it. Which in this show is entirely possible, actually. Oh, jump!
I will always find you.
Hit him in the feathers. That's their weak spot. The feathers.
Get him.
Feathers aren't good for protecting heads. Oh!
No.
Watch the collar. That's real fur. Romantic music. What if he'd missed and hit snow in the butt? And then snow got gangrene.
Ew.
From the arrow. What would have happened then? Once if.
I'm not writing that down.
Yeah, definitely. I do like that one, though. Send that along to Hope.
I will.
I thought, hey, if we ever get married, this might score me some brownie points down the line.
This might get me my man cave.
We get in a fight. Remember that one time I saved you from the guard? Ah, the trolls. This did go down just a little differently in the finale.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I remember, like, Emma and Snow and Hook and Charming, like, separating off for a little bit, too. Like, right around that spot. See, that's one thing. It's just like Henry's function in the story was trying to convince everyone that he wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm. So once everyone believes it, like
he has no function.
Yeah, he kind of fell off the face a little bit.
Where'd they get flashlights?
Henry brought them. What does Dob Unknown mean?
Dob Unknown?
Who's Dob? It's the author. The author's name is Dob Unknown.
Wow.
I figured it out. I solved the mystery.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom! The troll bridge. I love that he goes to the troll bridge.
Troll bridge!
Yeah.
Hi-ya!
Get out of here!
Why don't trolls like horses? What do they have against Beast of Burden? I like Beast of Burden personally. They're really down to earth, generally. I would like to hook a troll up to a plow. A CGI plow. I don't remember the bridge being as rambly in the season finale, do you? He's just some dude. I just want a name. I think he's kind of cute when I ask him out. With my yarn hair.
And the big chins.
His name's Eager? Eager, would you like to go out with me? No? Well, then we're throwing you off the bridge. I want to see the origin of how Snow got in tight with the trolls. Bam, 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 bam. And how did they not know she was Snow White?
I don't know.
Wow. Sword.
Swords.
Whoa. Fight, fight, fight.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, get away from the edge, Charming.
Man, combat choreographers these days really love the chest kick. They're big fans of the chest kick. Don't worry, he will always find you. Just keep running. It's fine. What do I do? Why can't he just say chop off his head instead of huh, ha,
cockroach's ear. Thanks for the Anne-Marie Cam.
No problem.
I knew it was coming.
Gotta love Anne-Marie Cam.
I had a feeling.
Cockroach. Insta-cockroach. Insta-cockroach.
Insta-bug. Pow. Step on them. Step on them.
That satisfying crunch of a troll turned cockroach being stomped upon.
It seemed like the honorable thing to do.
I think I just found him.
Aw, Pwethef.
I think we're going to be married one day and we're going to have a whole kingdom and a daughter and
a son.
Well,
and a son, a daughter.
And a curse to deal with.
And we're gonna cast a curse with our split heart.
See, those kind of lines bother me. They're just a little too cutesy, and it speaks to an awareness of the concept of Prince Charming, which kind of takes me out of it a little bit. But they happen very few and far between.
Mm-hmm. They haven't happened in a while.
Yeah.
Minus the, Frozen references.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
I need a nice leather satchel like that.
Do you then?
I do. That was a huge roach.
Ooh, well, look where they're at. They're in Georgia.
Someone graffitied troll on the bridge. Into the woods, I'm drowning here.
Who is the medics?
It's all Dr. Whale. Dr. Whale's the medics. He's the backup. He's the second shift at Granny's. The reason he was looking at red so much is because he was like, that uniform isn't to company standards. I couldn't get away with wearing those booty shorts. And that was the first day I saw a dead body, when the weird coma patient drowned in the river by the troll bridge.
Yay, she saved him.
I never heard from Andy Dufresne again.
It was the honorable thing to do.
And that won't cause any drama at all in anybody's life. I do really like that we're going to be able to see the aftermath of this so immediately, since we're recording the next commentary right after this.
That's true.
You guys won't, because it'll be a week before that one comes out, unless you're watching live like Hot Beverages.
Beverages.
But this was kind of a surprise attack commentary, too.
It was a surprise attack commentary. And it was Gallivant finale tonight.
Very true. But my false memories tell me I love this guy.
Ah. But you said you didn't know him.
Dun, 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 dun.
I bet she just made up that memory and threw it at her.
Like, made it up just, like, right then?
Well, not right that second, but once he escaped.
But Regina doesn't have any magic, so she would have had to plan ahead for that, I guess, probably. But how would she have known David was in the coma when she made this? This whole show doesn't add up. I'm done with it.
Mic drop.
Tosses it away. Well, I guess I can't then. And it'll be stuck there forever.
Mm-hmm.
She totally knew what she was doing with that.
Mm-hmm. We're girls. We know. We always know what we're doing. Except that it is. But not because she's...
You want to make out? Although, if he wasn't into her, that would be a completely, like, creepy action to do. Like, okay, that's nice.
Put down the ring.
We'll see you around. And my moth's nest hair.
She lives in the woods, dude. What do you want?
She does. Into the woods, I need a comb.
Into the woods. I need a home. Charming suits you.
You were close.
I know. What was this line?
I like charming
earlier?
Better was the line. Mm-hmm. For people who are listening to this without watching the episode, which is nuts.
We don't understand. We'd like feedback on that.
We just don't know.
Why do you do it?
I don't know.
Are we that funny?
Why is this open? What is that?
I don't know.
I'm going to go back to my CGI castle.
Doom, 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 doom. Thanks for the adventure.
I told that woman I'd always find her. Little did I know that I already had.
Sorry.
Well, to be fair, several of our reviews on iTunes do feature talk about your yawns. So
sorry.
They're a feature of the show. It's a whole segment.
They really are.
Now it's time for Anne-Marie Yawns. It's gotten a lot better, though, since you stopped working nights and stuff, too.
Yeah. So. Well, those were torturous.
He just never came back. I figured he'd come back eventually. I just thought there was a very long line at the store. And then I found out he was in a coma, and I pretended like I never knew him. Let him rot in the hospital.
It's lovely.
See that backstory though? Like, if I was Mary Margaret, I wouldn't immediately step back from that situation because.
Nope. They were
on the outs. And he hasn't had 8 years to stew on it or whatever, like she has, so. You guys read the book, right? That's in the book.
It's all in the book. I put it right there on page 14.
Take a look.
It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. Written by Dob Unknown.
Oh, Henry.
How does that make sense? How do you jump to that conclusion?
What?
He went to the toll bridge because she read to him about the troll bridge.
Like, because it sounds the same. And there is this convenient door in the ICU.
It's not like he has a brain injury or something. Or has been in a coma for a long time.
Wah.
Do you like this jacket? I think I'm going to start wearing it a lot more. Thoughts?
It's a load of.
And I think that something is you. Yes. Oh, Hot Beverages is not watching the episode right now. Who's in our chat? Which must be very bizarre, like to even
we're
be
cool.
watching this.
Hi, we're cool.
I feel like I should be juggling. Thank you for calling us cool.
Thank you. No one's ever called me cool. Lies.
But wasn't there an issue right before where they were like, we don't have the tapes or something?
Yep.
I don't know. I was talking over that. I was making jokes over that. Incessant.
I wonder if... Oh, so very important.
I hate your guts.
You're evil.
Throw in shade, Regina. As usual.
Always throw in shade.
He looks very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. He's like, who
okay,
are you?
Okay, I guess I'm supposed to hug this woman.
He's like, but that one out there, the pretty one with the brunette hair. I love her.
I love her most of all.
Yes, ma.
I hope that
the
nice,
ring, the ring, the ring.
I hope that nice doctor doesn't hit on her or anything.
They changed clothes so much in the first season.
Oh, yeah. It's like every scene they have a different outfit on.
I
hope she doesn't sit alone on the stairs in her apartment and pine over me. And then when Wales shows up, she's like, hey. Oh, no. It's Emma.
They both needed
it. Look at that gash in the door. You'd think they'd fix that.
I didn't even notice.
Right there, see?
Maybe a pirate got to it.
Possibly. Arr.
Arr, me meaties.
And the door closes and the future begins. And we're done with our commentary.
Wow, might want to stop before it goes to the next one.
I guess. Because we are going to watch the next one here in a couple minutes.
Oh, I need a snack.
But we definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in for the commentary.
We would like to special shout out to Hot Beverages.
Who said, we peeps are cool.
We peeps are cool.
You peeps are cool too. For sure. let's see here. Yeah, I guess, you know, we'll be doing the Once If episode next Monday and then tune in the following Monday for our second commentary. Unless you're watching live and we're going to take a 10-minute break, keep an eye out on Twitter and we'll share a link.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be able to come watch us live and everything. But let's see, Emery, where can people find you online?
You can find me on the Twitters at AMDSimone or at CCHCBlog. I also write lots of recipe crafty things at CrunchyCrafty.com.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. I you know what I'm going to plug this week? I have a new podcast out with someone named Amory Desimone.
Hey, that's me, kind of, because you refuse to pronounce my name right.
But it's called Universe Box, and if you want to check it out, go to universebox.com. The first episode's up there now. The second episode's coming out this week, so fun stuff. And you can follow everything we do for greetings over at greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. Okay, until next time.
Greetings from Storybrooke.